This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell. In a move that some argue can hurt local news coverage, the Federal Communications Commission is expected to vote tomorrow to remove a cap on how many TV stations a single company can own. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
FCC Chair Brendan Carr, a Republican, wants to do away with the 39% cap, arguing it will help local broadcasters scale up and invest in local journalism. Others argue the opposite is likely to happen. Denver area Congresswoman Diana DeGette says it would be a death sentence for local news by letting out-of-state monopolies buy up stations, slash local jobs, and replace Colorado stories with national ones. Some federal lawmakers also argue the FCC can't change the cap since it was set by Congress. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
An at-large Denver City Council member has resigned. Sarah Parody is leaving office due to undisclosed serious health issues. Parody has been one of the most influential members of the council. She ran as part of a Democratic Socialists of America slate and found ways to collaborate with virtually every member of the council. The resignation triggers a special November election for her seat, which represents the whole city. But the office would be up in the spring election only a few months later as part of the normal election cycle. Colorado Springs residents have appealed a recent decision by the Planning Commission to approve the city's first AI data center, known as Project Taurus. Now, council will make that final decision. A city official told KRCC that the hearing will likely come in September. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News.